Hi, Ms. Angela Lee, A-N-G-E-L-A-L-E, date of birth is 7/15/91, date of visit 4/11/2022, and date of accident is 5/25/2020. Ms. Angela Lee was seen last seen on 2/23/2022. She missed her last visit, and she reports that she was extremely sick at the time, possibly from COVID or some allergic bronchitis or something. Anyway, the patient presents herself, and she reports that she's undergoing neurology consult. She has had several tests for TBI with Dr. Verma, and she has been doing neuropsych treatment also. At this time, patient reports pain in the neck is only 2 or 3, just as a discomfort, and lower back pain is 1 to 2. The headaches are also minimal, and she reports significant relief, almost 20 to 40%. The ADLs are not affected. She's able to now work full time. And the system review is as follows. Patient complains of headaches, dizziness, vertigo, but headaches are now less frequent and less severe. 3 to 4 on a scale of 1 to 10. She has some difficulty sleeping, fatigue, tension, loss of balance occasionally, lack of focus, performance, anxiety, depression, nightmares, loss of memory. She's undergoing a psych evaluation and treatment as well as neurology. She has a history of depression for which she's undergoing depression medicine as well as seeing a psychiatrist. In the pain and numbness, patient has a stiffness in the shoulder, right side, neck, and lower back, along with muscle spasm and pain in the neck, mid-back, upper back, lower back, and shoulder, as well as the left wrist. And in the GI, patient has stomach pain, but denies any nausea, vomiting, diarrhea, constipation, digestive problem, incontinence of the bowel, blood in the stool, or trouble swallowing. In the GU, patient has no incontinence of the urine, frequency, painful urination, or blood in the urine. In respiratory, patient has no shortness of breath, coughing, chest pain, difficulty breathing, but she does report asthma. Last month, she was sick from coughing. In last 30 days, patient report her pain level has improved 40%. And no new changes in the medical history except for the coughing that occurred last week with some chills and mild fever and malaise. And the patient was not diagnosed as COVID. Surgical history, none, and hospitalization, none, weight loss, none, trauma, any other trauma, none. Current pain medications are Tylenol with codeine. Substance abuse, none is reported. Patient reports compliance program that she's trying her best to be in compliance with the pain medication regimen. Physical examination reveals the blood pressure is 124 over 101, pulse is 89, and pulse ox is 99. The rest of the physical examination will be identical to the previous visit of 2/23/2022, dictation number will be 0223-059. Patient has a spasm in the right upper trapezius muscle with a trigger point. However, the patient did not have a time for any injections as she left. If her pain is not under control, more than happy to repeat her injection treatment to the cervical spine especially. And she has had 6 epidural injections that has brought her significant relief. At this time, she's not wanting to do any surgical work, no surgical consultation. Neurologically, she is being checked by Dr. Verma and neuropsych. She's going to Tritone behavioral therapy. And regarding the spasm in the upper trapezius, maybe she slept incorrectly and she's been advised about postures and the use of massage and heat. If she doesn't get better, she's more than welcome to come by. Her MRIs were reviewed and it appears that she's only a bulging disc at C5-6-C6-7. And at L5-S1, there is a herniated disc with some mass effect on ventral aspect or thecal sac. But her pains are now minimal and minimal radiation very rarely. It appears that the patient is recovering significantly well, and she doesn't want any surgical options. although they have been recommended to her also for L5 aspirin. Thank you.